So we're going to tell you the story now of one woman's solution to a problem every parent faces. A daughter and her boyfriend, dating for a while, want to take a big step.
They had been in a long-term committed relationship. They'd been together for 4 or 5 months. And we had a very open relationship and were very close and talked about most things. But she just said, my boyfriend and I have been talking about having sex, and I think I'm ready. And, you know, I'm just kind of telling you.
Uh-oh, here we go, right? Well, in a sense, Los Angeles mom Beth Bratz is lucky. Her single child, 17-year-old daughter, came to her first with her decision. A lot of parents might never find out until long afterward. So Beth responded. Now, there were a lot of things she could have said here.
I knew my daughter well enough to know that really what she wanted was some guidance. Not to tell her no necessarily because her decision had been made, but I think she wanted help. So, okay, you've made your decision, so I think we need to be talking about how to protect you from STDs and unwanted pregnancy.
But beyond guidance about birth control and safe sex, Beth and her husband decided to allow their daughter and her boyfriend to take their step into sexual intimacy under mom and dad's roof. Controversial decision, a risky decision, to some an outrageous decision. But allowing her daughter and her boyfriend to explore this new world within the safety of their own home had some immediate upsides, according to Beth.
Our decision had consequences, positive consequences that we didn't even foresee. And that was the sense of connection with all of us, my husband and me and my daughter and her boyfriend. And the fact that we welcomed him into our family. He joined us for holidays and family outings, and there were no secrets, and we were all on the same page. And he even would come to me sometimes for advice and support when he was going through something. And it spilled over into other areas, too, where there was this trust.
The trust was solid inside the home, perhaps, but this decision still seemed outrageous within the morality in her own Los Angeles neighborhood. Though comfortable with her decision for her own daughter, she wasn't about to start a campaign and preach to any other parents.
Probably the hardest aspect of this whole experience, knowing that the decision that we had made was probably not typical, and that we would be judged by people we knew if they knew about it. And so we kind of just kept it to ourselves, which was hard. You know, we only have one child. This was a big thing. Her boyfriend was a part of our family, and we loved him too. But we didn't really feel like we could share this, so I kept it to myself for a very long time. I still haven't told very many people.
And it's been years since that first announcement from her daughter. She's off at college and moving on with her life. Her daughter and her boyfriend grew apart and broke up. We all know about how that happens. Beth was candid enough to wonder aloud, though, thinking of her daughter today, if she would do it all over again.
She learned some hard lessons the hard way, to be honest, by, you know, becoming physically intimate at a young age. But she learned some good lessons that are serving her now. Like, she kind of knows what's important, and she has a broader perspective on, rather than just what do I want in this moment, what are the consequences? And I don't know, she has a very mature attitude toward relationships, I think, for somebody her age.
There's no way to know how Beth and her daughter will think about this decades from now, or if Beth's outcome had more to do with her daughter being an only child or due to other special characteristics unique to her family. But Beth Bratz is most confident about one thing. If her daughter is ever confronted with the same experience with her own daughter, mom will probably hear about it first. And that's good, she says.
It didn't mean we were always going to agree with each other, but there was this trust that we could share what we were feeling and thinking and talk through stuff and compromise. And so there was just this openness and this connection that's still with us today that I'm actually really grateful for.
So Beth Bratz is grateful for her decision. How do you feel about it? Is she nuts for allowing that to happen under her roof? We're not advocating this kind of decision, and we tell you Beth's story only as a way of continuing a conversation that's already going on at thetakeaway.org. We'll be talking with a sociologist, Amy Shallett, who's written a book called Not Under My Roof about teens and sexuality and takes this issue on head on. It's about societies that openly permit their children to have sexual experiences with their boyfriends and girlfriends in the home. You've already weighed in on this subject, and I'm not terribly surprised what Hallie from Oklahoma City texted us. Sleepovers are single sex only, period. That will eliminate some temptation. When I am a parent, I will do my best to be as open as I can with my teen about sex and to stress my husband and my moral and religious beliefs. With younger children, I will try to limit how much questionable material they're exposed to and answer any questions as they arise. We all know kids are confronted with sexual content at every age.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can limit
exactly.
how much questionable material.
Well, we definitely want to know what you think. And if you have a moment while arguing with your kids about this at the breakfast table, and we're sorry if we've started something here, folks, just call us with your story. We're really interested in what you are doing to maybe confront or avoid this problem. 877-8-MY-TAKE. More with sociologist Amy Shallett in 20 minutes.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.